As New York heads towards a future of legalized, regulated, recreational marijuana, it calls into question the unique status of many Native American reservations sprinkled throughout the country. States can pass marijuana laws, but can tribes do the same? U.S. Attorney for the Western District of New York, James Kennedy, says not so fast.
It is illegal to manufacture or distribute marijuana in the United States and in Indian Country, to the extent the Indian Country is subject to the laws of the United States, which it is.
So while states continue to legalize the drug, tribes are seemingly left in the dust. Kennedy says at one point, tribes had some leeway thanks to a 2014 Department of Justice memo.
And that's referred to commonly within the Department of Justice as the Cole memo, which essentially sort of stepped down, for lack of a better term, enforcement of the marijuana laws in Indian Country.
But things have changed since then.
In January of 2018, Attorney General Sessions issued a memo, one-page memo, which rescinded the Cole memo and basically returned to federal prosecutors, U.S. attorneys, the authority to determine how best to use our resources in enforcing law.
Several tribes across the country have tried to enter the marijuana industry to varying degrees. The Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin had its hemp facilities raided by federal agents in 2015 after the plants were revealed to have contained more than the legal amounts of THC. In the same year, in western New York, the Seneca Nation passed a referendum to explore creating a medical marijuana program, but comments made by a Seneca Nation spokesperson to WBFO indicate that those plans have yet to go far. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.